And tell me about it. What do you feel? What stirs you? Yes? A book? That's beautiful. I love that. So you are an open book saying, I'm ready. The birds represent purpose, and I think that's what's being inspiration. Think of the Trinity, they come in threes, but spiritual purpose, which is being flooded in our world. Now, will everybody pay attention or receive that? No, but people like us do we not? Do we not want to know for ourselves, or we want to trust some outside force that's telling us how it is? And that's what the book is, The Roof. It's your ability to open and receive your next step and what it is you're to do, which is different for everybody, is it not? It is different. It's so interesting, she said, because so many I've heard say about that. It's like I see a purpose, I can follow, I want to get there, and yet the confusion and the illusions and all of that is what is holding us back. It's what keeps us from delving in and becoming it. Guys, you can't fail. I've said this 1,000 times. There is nothing here to win. But it's this that holds us back. Like I said, it's really more simple than we think. It's like taking off the cobwebs. I want to be free to see everything there is to see for me. And maybe you have to do that 10 times a day, but that will flow through the desire and breathing in the love through your heart, the light that opens your mind, that allows this to slowly move away, because it's no longer standing in your way. It's easy to stay confused, is it not? Then we don't have to do anything. We're frozen in our fear, and now I'll just sit and wait. I'm afraid. I'm afraid I might fail. But you can't fail. You can't. You may fall, and you may feel a moment of pain, but you cannot fail. So really what this side is showing in these doors of illusion, confusion, I call it the trickster energy, because is it not deceiving us? It keeps us from committing and making a choice. We have choices. We can stay on the side of this door, but don't you see the other door? Silver represents wisdom. The wisdom is within you, but if your mind keeps you trapped, then how can you feel or see any of that? I've had people say to me, well, Kimberly, you make it sound so easy. How is it possible? Well, get out of your own way. Lay down your sword, your defense mechanisms. If your desire is to share your beauty, then share it. Not everybody will receive it, but those will, because they'll resonate with that beauty. You see here in this triangle, pyramid, what does that represent to you? What's the first thing that comes? Trinity. What? Your intuition. This framework here is embodying you and supporting you. There's psychic energy. It's intense right now. It can work for you or against you depending on what your unrest is. It's the most important thing that I feel you can do is to be still and feel your relationship with the God within you. That's where your strength will lie, and that's where the fears will fall away. And I'm not saying that because I'm trying to be right. I'm saying that because I know. This is the key. We don't need to go out there and drift. We don't need to be wispy. We need to be centered in our hearts and develop the relationship that you secretly and yearn for. You desire. You do. Even if you don't know that today. You do. It's called union, a coming together. It's your heart and soul that has been preparing for this. I will reiterate again, this is not a karmic life. You're here because you wanted to be here, because you love creating, and it's taken you this much time to get to where you are now. Come on. You're not so bad, are you? You're not so bad, right? I mean, can we all say that we like ourselves? Yeah. good job. You know, no one said the world was easy. But I say that ease and grace is coming in, depending on your ability. I'm sorry? Yes. Ease and grace. And that's the energy that is helping us to create so much easier in that sense. Because it's not just us doing it. We're allowing, letting go, and allowing that energy, however it's to come into form, help you fulfill your purpose, whatever that may be. Whether it's art and music, maybe you were drawn, didn't know you had a musical bone in your body, but were drawn to sound and music. Maybe you didn't know you were artistic and found yourself wanting to focus because that art centered you and you loved creating something out of nothing. Maybe it's psychology because you want to go deeper and delve into your own psychological nature. None of it matters as long as you love it. So we were talking about the difference because he says, well, I like my duty. But the duty he was talking about was not just duty on itself. Duty has no fulfillment. It's just doing it because it has to. There's no feeling. It's my duty to do this. The heart has not been brought into the equation. Now, how many people do you know in your life that are filled with duty? And secretly, they feel trapped because there's no way out. It's my duty, and that's what I have. But that's not the same energy as you were describing, because duty doesn't experience pleasure like that. Now, maybe in the mind, because it thinks it's doing a good job, but still, where's the feeling? Anybody want to say anything else about this picture? Yes? No. Resistance stops everything. Yes? The book, Oppressive, you mean this? The only energy in the part of this whole space is this side of this door that traps us, that keeps one foot in, one foot out. You know what I'm saying? Because to hide yourself away and just learn and read and read and read, okay, that's fine, but there will come a point when you'll want to share. You'll want to grow. You'll want to plant the seeds. Isn't that what COVID was all about? Haven't we spent the last 2 years sowing seeds, planting? Whether you're aware of that or not, you were doing that. And it's already set in motion. It's already set in motion. Yes? On the right here? Oh, in the flowers. Yes, 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 yes. Everybody see that? Isn't it interesting how the more you look at it, the more you see? So what does the mass mean to you? The ancestors? Don't you think that's interesting? Because do or not our ancestors, I mean, the Cherokees lived here. We feel them, we see them. They help with healing. I mean, our ancestors, are they not in the land? In a part of our evolution and growth? Well, you said it perfectly because that's what this year is about, balance. Finding the balance in your life. Not just doing, going, doing, but stopping for a moment. And what are the little pleasures that make you happy? It could be taking a hike. We're not talking about some big grandiose thing. I love feeding the deer. Simple. I love going on the golf cart with Charles and exploring nature. Simple. But in nature, it's very quiet and you see so much. Maybe it's swimming that you love. It's whatever fills your heart. And thank you, Jeannie, because that's truly what this year is about. Balance. Equilibrium. So isn't it interesting our perception? Because when I look at that picture, I see the Son of God, that force, that psychic energy already going through the house. What's deceiving, what I find, is what traps, which maybe bothered you, is because you're feeling all of the muck that creates that feeling of being trapped or keeps it confusing. Remember, there's two doors. Here's a door right here. And then here's a doorway right here. But if you look, you see that line of purple? What does that tell you? There is. Through your own understanding, this is what liberates you. It's not a punishment. We're not here to punish ourselves. We've done that, been there. We want to be free. You're as free as you feel you are. Nothing less, nothing more. If you feel trapped, I find the scary part about those things is that, you know how when you know something, but you're not listening? This is where the problems arise. It implodes and it stirs and brings up the unrest because you weren't willing to rest, to be at peace, to forgive, whatever. Am I making sense? This is how dis-ease comes in. This is how heart attacks occur. You think about the heart. The energy is rapid. We don't even have time enough to do the things we want to do in a day anymore, do we? Maybe I'm just speaking for myself. But don't you notice how time is swift? We're learning how to harness that time and do with those things that are important, not just because we can. I guess that's my message. We're learning to do the things that we love and discard those things that do feel like duty, that aren't important. I have friends that don't really bring out the best in me and are constantly taking from me. Maybe I'm ready to let them go. I don't need to dislike them. I bless them for the experience because I know someone else will fill that space for them. You know what I'm saying? We're not just talking about jobs, we're talking about friendships. What is for your highest good and is being true to you? These groupings, we are finding our soul groups. Perhaps some soul groups like conflict, need conflict. There's a purpose in that. Why would you judge it? The rebellion in the world. Well, there's a purpose in that. And the rebellious ones are breaking down the old and using that fire energy to pave the way for ones like us. Am I making sense? Everything in this world has a purpose. It's not good, bad, evil. It just is. It's how you perceive it. You're judged, which is mighty. It's mighty. But this mighty door right here that keeps you, it's an illusion. Think about all of the mistakes you've ever made. We're not talking about this lifetime. We're talking about many lifetimes. And this door is what encases us and makes us hard. And that's what we're shedding so that we can experience our light body, a lightness. What's wrong with grace? Do you ever remember imagining when you were young about being light and free and bubbly and just we kind of need to get back to that. That's why I showed that little girl. There's a little girl and boy inside each of us. And there's an innocence and a purity of heart that creates magic, life, love. At least you have something to refer to, and so you know that it's there within you. That's not dead and gone. It's not. And little children, they're more brave and courageous than you adults who have to be in control and know what's going to happen next. Little children are open, and it's that kind of energy that will lead us into the new day. It's already leading us. And there's a little child within you that wants to be free and to make a magic. Because in this house lies a stillness, a wisdom, a love. And the light is coming through. But difficult to perceive that if you're focusing on how it makes you feel. Which I find very interesting. But you know, just remember, because you have that little picture in your book, and maybe some of you will never look at it again. But it's why pictures and art is so important. You get stuck. It could help you understand where you are. And all you have to do is make the choice to walk out and make a different choice instead of making it so painful. And will I ever get out of my misery? That part of you that is stuck doesn't have any hope. It's the hope comes. Because everything you're looking at, you may be looking at it, but this is within you. Perhaps you just haven't energized it. Your lives. Okay, yeah. What do you see in this picture? Anybody? What are you attracted to first? I love that the dove is with this being, which is the higher self on earth. It's a terrain. I look at her, the higher self is walking above it. I call it the heart line of earth, walking, not like superior above it all, but walking on the heartline of Earth while it plants. You see these little plants? What else do you see? Very simple picture, isn't it? Does this picture bother anybody? Like the last one? You see more struggle? Who said that, Jeannie? But isn't that Earth and the journey that we've been through? Yes. It's flower, it's new growth on Earth. Isn't it interesting? I call this color, it's like a lavender, the gentle love of God. I do. It's a guardian angel. We all have those that look after us. And this is a dove, and this is her or him. And look at the lavender flowing through the shoe, which represents understanding. What is that? Someone said, if the shoe fits, wear it. It's a pretty big shoe. That could be a boat. Maybe, Jeannie, that you feel that because this shows the journey, the ups and the downs that we've all experienced on Earth. You know, everybody has boo-boos and scabs, do we not? Some of us need those scabs just to even survive. And yet at some point we have to flick it off. It's just a boo-boo. And even those painful boo-boos, because there was something to learn from it. That doesn't mean we have to continue learning the same old, same old. We have to be willing to let go of the old to let the new birth, the new within us, meaning our vibration lifting with the energy that's coming into Earth. And it's already here. You can feel it, can you not? We talked about that earlier. All of our inner senses are so much more alert, so awake. But if you're not paying attention and you're caught up in your mind, you're not going to notice that. You're going to flick it off like it's a fly. Because the mind will always distract us. This higher self is not distracted. She's walking above it all and understands the walk. To have flowers, which kind of is really where we are headed towards. And it's through our own understanding that grace comes in and it lifts us higher. The ego cannot and will not heal, cannot heal. What is that? I remember Marshall, he said something about love sometimes destroys itself in order to rebuild, to create even greater, better. Steve and I were talking about that, and it reminds me of like relationships. Men and women have a big fight, and they're at a standstill. And nothing will budge, nothing can happen. Until something, because the ego can't heal it, it can't. Something greater has to come in and lift them. Not because they were bad boys and girls, but because they were ready to lift to a higher level. And it's that we're talking about. Those higher levels within us. We want to birth them so it can help us to fulfill whatever it is you want to do here. There's no judgment. Because what makes you happy, Rob, may not be what makes Jane happy as far as accomplishing, or you. And that's why I'm going to say it again. The union you have with yourself in your heart is most important for your next step. So when I say love God with all your heart, I'm not talking about the police you may have perceived in the sky writing out tickets for your life. I'm talking about the beautiful attributes that lie within the heart of God, lie within the heart of you. It's knowing that love, because you want to create that which you love. And it's through your own understanding that you will let go and see the beauty of your creations. You're not just doing it for you, you're doing it for mankind. So that when you do transition, you can look back and you can say, wow, that's my imprint on Earth. That is my greatest success. Am I making sense? Anybody want to say anything about this picture? Well, that looks barren, but let's face it, we love variety. We need variety. Again, the earth by itself would be quite boring. Is the water helps us stay fluid, does it not? This is water. You could see it as water, another form. I see it as energy consciousness moving. Like the sea of consciousness, this to me is more earthly, physical water, but still represents consciousness. What does the dove mean to you? Peace. How many of you feel that peace is not possible for you in this life? like peace is foreign. Are you questioning? Very difficult to experience peace if your mind is always inflamed with distractions and disturbances. What's going on in the world? So perhaps we're going through a rocky time right now in our world, but it has nothing to do with your next step. It really doesn't. What matters is how you feel about what's going on. Does that make sense? If it causes division within you, then there's something to think about. If it causes you to dislike people, then that's about you, and that's something you need to think about. If you feel the world is stinky and there's doom and gloom, has nothing to do with the world. That has to do, how do I say this simple? Everything that's going on out in our world is what's going on with you. And it's showing you what needs to be healed, released, perhaps light brought into. I mean, there's no quick fix. And yet we are opening, awakening spiritually. Now, those of you that know me know that I say that we are spiritual first and we are human second. This body, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, this body eventually will be pooted out and finished its purpose. But we will continue. And that's why our spiritual knowledge is so important. Why is understanding important? Why? Because that's what liberates us. That's what makes us free to love through our own understanding. And there's a grace that comes in. It's like a sweet wind that flows through you and fills you, restores you. And it takes you to another level, a higher density, a vibration that now resonates with all of the new energy coming in. So if you stay dense back in that house, holding on for dear life, it probably won't be for your highest good. But at the same time, it just means that you have lessons to learn. You have more to understand about what it is you need to heal. The world will begin to heal as we heal ourselves, no? Isn't that the component? Our love for humanity? We want goodness for all people. How can we be free until we are all free? So we're a work in progress. Some are not more deserving than others. We're all deserving. And that's the high hope that we carry in our hearts, blessing this world and refocusing our energy. Because, I don't know, Earth, when you think about greed, power, accumulation, it's a no wonder this Earth can be looked at in not such a beautiful way. And yet there are others who feel the magic of Earth. And the truth is, it's both. And yet it too is in a process of restoring, rebuilding. And that's why there's so much going on. It's because the old is breaking down. The old is breaking down within you, and it's breaking down in this world. And I'm going to go with it. I'm going to let the water help me to be more fluid and flow. I'm going to nurture the things that I love. I'm going to go back to simplicity because I want to feel harmonious in my life. And I don't have to be stuck on Earth because I know that I have something to share here. And that's something that you have to feel in your heart. It's something that you have to feel in your heart because that's what we're learning. Anybody want to say anything about that picture? Yes? Yeah, I was going to say our journey has been a long time. But we'll come back to that because to me, the flowers there I see as new endeavors, people finding each other of like minds, soul groups, collectively, relationships that have ended after years, and that one finding their soulmate, if you want to call it that, like a love. And it happened naturally because they weren't trying to find them. It just happened. And I really feel that with all my heart. And these are plants, but yes, new endeavors, creations, because Earth is actually a wonderful place to create. It really is. And so but let's go to this next picture for a moment, because this is my favorite. Because you see that rocky terrain in the Earth, and it is through our understanding and that grace. Now look at that. Do you feel look at the crevices and the experience and the... To me, this looks like legs. The foundation has been set. The walk on Earth now is filled with love, creating through love. Now, some could say that's a border. Someone could How do you see it?
Oh,
here?
Yeah,
I was struck by that too. Just the etching and the, like, it's so ancient and yet so smooth. I feel that. I do. And yet, it doesn't feel like such a struggle like Rocky, does it, to anybody? Do you notice the pink here, the foundation? No longer trying to prove itself, but expressing its gifts, because this is the light of God, the sound, sharing as this one walks their path. Do you see ancient cities in the background? How does the picture make you feel? I feel balance in this picture. Does it disturb anybody? Instead of maybe asking you, does it disturb anybody, this picture? Stir you? Yes. With all of the attributes and the psychic energy needed in creations. I'm sorry. Because they feel very telepathic, don't they? This one is in touch with all of its inner resources, spiritual resources, and using all attributes to create. That's what we're doing. Yes? This is what we're becoming. This is who we are, truly. Yes. But see, what's sad about our sharing is not everybody gets to hear everybody. So maybe we could project our voice and speak louder. I love the way this robe, it's so articulate. The sheathing, the wrap. Anybody else like to comment? Yes? But it's interesting that she said the Christ light, because that Christ consciousness is what is being birthed within all of us. Some of us already, some of us, yes? But for those who will come back, be after us. That's why it's so important to understand the mission, the purpose of why we're here. What is it that you want to share? So when we come back, we will talk about that more and go through something that helps us. Go ahead. I find it interesting that everybody has said she so far, and if you came up close, you would see that it's very androgynous. It's the divine male and female energies complete into one. It's that feminine energy that could not create without the male. It's very androgynous, which I love what you said about the alchemy, because that's truly what's happening in our world. And great change is coming. It is, and it's exciting. And some people say it's scary, but maybe it's just scary because it's unknown, you know? Because that's the only place fear belongs, is in the unknown. It's the only thing you're afraid of, is the unknown. And that's why trust is so very important. It's why your understanding of not just what your thoughts are, but who you are as a whole, and everything that you're connected to. And that's the beautiful, the brilliance of your life, discovering that, like a child, all of you, all parts of you, even the dysfunctional ones, and love it, because you know it's time for it to liberate itself, to grow, to be whole. And I guess, and until we learn to do that, there'll be shorts. Steps forward, steps backwards. I take two steps forward, and then I take a couple backwards. I don't really feel there's a place to run or hide. I feel that you're beautiful enough to want to explore. How dynamic are you? I mean, just how beautiful are you? I'm not asking you to love through your ego self, and I'm asking you to love all of you, and let this be the vessel that extends itself for the greater good in whatever it is you share or create. To stop thinking about what you don't like and focus on what you love. Let the divisions of the world heal your heart so that you can unite, feel the union within you. Because you're not responsible for the world, you're only responsible for you, your life, your world. But it's your light that makes a difference in the entire world. You are not that small, and the greatest power you'll have is your love that cares enough about humanity, about the people that you touch in your world, because that's your tribe. Like Delphi, we have our tribe. We're very different, but we're of like minds in our purpose, and that's what makes us whole. And the thought of being without one of us is kind of like, a part of our pie is missing. But it's no different in your tribe, you know? And it's your tribe. So again, I'll ask you, what do you love about you most? Think about that. What do you love about you most? What are all the beautiful qualities that you're able to see in yourself? I can look in your eyes and see many beautiful qualities in your eyes. Sometimes at Delphi, when students come, we see their qualities before they even can fathom them. And they're scratching their head, oh, really? But our reward is when they discover it and the light flows through their eyes. There's nothing more beautiful for me. And I know I'll speak for everyone at Delphi. That's our reward. That makes us feel like a part of you. And like I always say, your success is our success. And our success is yours. Because if you really feel the whole, then you'll know that we all are a part of each other. We're little kids at heart. We like to play. We're devoted. Some of us more than others. And yet there isn't anything that divides us except in our minds. Because of all the little things piss you off and bother you, lay the sword down, be still, and experience that within you. And the answers will come. The energy will flow. You don't have to know what you're doing, but you can surely feel yourself along the way through that heartfelt connection so that it can flow through you. That is the word. And you'll trust yourself more and more and more and more and more.